The first penalty was given against Greig. He feels it was very, very soft. You'll feel the same.
Absolutely. It was a soft penalty. It was, you know, we don't seem to get soft penalties ourselves, but you know, it was a soft penalty and a turning point in the game. You could see a confidence getting knocked out of us at that stage. We tried to make a few subs. We put on attacking base players to try and get us higher up a pitch. But whenever we missed a penalty ourselves, you could just see us go a bit flat, really flat actually. And then ultimately the second goal is a goal that we've given away out of, you know, not being really mentally focused in a structure or our setup. But two disappointing goals we've given away that have really come back to haunt us.
We've talked lots of times about the experience that your young guys are getting from a game like this. What are they getting from tonight?
Well, they have to learn from it. They have to move on from it. They have to take our beating, and they have to make sure we come back on the start of the week and make sure we work extremely hard to make so we don't have to accept another beating. But there's five moments in the game where we have to stay with the game. You know, a lapse in concentration or a bad decision when they dip your toe in or when not they defend the way that we defended it towards the end of the game. So, look, we got to learn. Everybody's learning here. We're a young bunch, but, you know, these bunch of players have been magnificent over a long period of time. But, you know, it's a disappointing night. It's a night where one of the top two have came and probably deserved they won because we didn't do enough to win the game, but also felt for long periods of the game we were more uncomfortable. Peter Cherry had one save to make up until the penalty, but then I think when we missed the penalty it was really an uphill struggle after that.
When you came in at the break, what did you say? Were you happy enough?
I was happy enough. I thought we could go on and win the game. I thought, you know, they never really laid much on us. The Shamrock Rovers are going to play at their edge of their own box. If you go chasing them at the edge of their own box, they look to play through you in midfield. But we were compact. We were under really no pressure. You know, them having the ball 75 yards from our goal wasn't really a threat. But we had good passages in the game. I remember Kieran Harkin's pass out to Jamie McDonough. And, you know, we switched play really well. And we got on behind them a few times. But just tonight, it wasn't to be.
Nice game next week.
Another one, it's great. They're all big games now. You see the results tonight as well, and the games are all coming thick and fast. So, look, the champions are coming to town next week. We've got to get over our disappointment tonight. We've got to make sure we learn from it. We've got to make sure we're fresh, and we have to go again come next Friday.